And I'm Carl DeMasi, and welcome back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3 WSEG. Well, we got about a month to go, a month and a half to go, and we just had a press release a couple of days ago from the Savannah Bananas Baseball Club, and that was back on March 9th. They announced their new head baseball coach. Yes, we'll have a new head baseball coach roaming the sidelines at historic Grayson Stadium, and he's going to be coaching the Savannah Bananas. I'm excited about it. This guy's resume is unbelievable. Right now, Coach Sean West currently serves as the assistant coach for the University of Texas at Dallas. Now, he's a jack of all trades. He's the first base coach. He's the hitting coach. He works with the outfields and catches and is the recruiting coordinator. I mean, why not just put him behind the thing and let him be the manager? I mean, he's got so much going on. He entered his second year as a head coach in the Coastal Plain League. That's where the Savannah Bananas will play. He was the coach of the Martinsville Mustangs last year. But, you know, he also was a very good baseball player. He played at Palm Beach Atlantic. And back in 2005, he was also a NCAA first-team All-American baseball player. He's been roaming the sidelines. He finished his college career, jumped right into coaching, went out to San Diego Christian College, became the intern head coach for a short period, then went to Denison College. So he's got a great resume, and I think Jesse Cole, the president of the Savannah Bananas, hired a great man right here. Joining us now on the ESPN Radio Hotline, not the hot seat coach, is Sean West. Hey, Sean, how's it going?
Doing well. Thank you, sir, for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for finding the time to come on here and talk about your new role as the head baseball coach of the Savannah Bananas. But give a little background about, you know, where you're originally from before you started playing at Palm Beach Atlantic. Let people know, let the Savannians know who Sean West is.
Yeah, great. Absolutely. You know, myself, consider myself from Georgia, not born in Georgia, but was raised right outside of Atlanta in Lilburn Stone Mountain area. Went to Parkview High School and Providence Christian Academy, again right there in East Atlanta. So was raised there, but went to Palm Beach Atlantic University out of high school. Played there for a couple of years and then transferred to the West Coast and played out in San Diego at San Diego Christian College. So one coast to the other. Had a lot of fun, probably a little bit too much fun, but that's all part of it. So yeah.
That's what college life is all about. Get good grades, enjoy the college life, and play some sports, I guess, right?
There you go.
Can't complain about that. And once again, I'm talking to Sean West, the new Savannah Bananas head baseball coach with baseball coaching experience, playing experience. Last year he coached for the Martinsville Mustangs. So tell the fans out there, you know, what the Martinsville Mustangs were all about, what this coastal Plain Baseball League's all about.
You know, from a playing experience, you know, summer baseball is huge for college guys. You know, you've got some really tier one, if you will, summer collegiate leagues. Obviously, the Cape Cod League is the most prestigious league of all summer baseball. You know, 90% of those guys are going to get drafted or at least sign and become pro players. So, and Coastal Plains League is right there. You know, obviously, like I said, you have the Cape. And then you have the Coastal Plains League and really the Northwoods League. So a top three league in the country, which right there will let you know what type of talent a league such as the Coastal Plains League is going to bring in. So the commissioner of the Coastal Plains League, a man by named by Justin Sellers, does a really good job as far as getting exposure, not only for but for each represented team there. So.
No, I mean, I can understand. I mean, having a son that played in the Valley Baseball League in Virginia, which is one of the, I think, 10 or 11 National Alliance of College Summer Baseball Leagues, which is sponsored or has an affiliation with Major League Baseball, is pretty special. And you've coached there. You were the manager there last year. What's your philosophy? What are you going to bring to the Savannah Bananas that might have will filter over from the Martinsville Mustangs?
Yeah, good question. You know, for me, you know, and in my very, very simple answer, but, you know, again, these guys have been grinding it out all spring. For me and for the rest of my coaching staff, we're just going to try to get them better. And again, in every aspect of the game, you know, each individual will come in, but with how talented they are, you know, again, these guys have been playing ball their whole life. So it's really going to be a little bit more of just polishing skills, tuning them up a little bit. But again, we're out here, we want to have fun. Yeah, our main goal is to win the Pettit Cup, win the Coastal Plains League Championship. But at the end of the day, if we get these guys better and send them back to their universities, we've done our job. But not only that, once we get them here and we get them submerged into the culture and, you know, of Savannah and the community of Savannah, it's really going to help as far as impacting their lives and being able to reach out to the Savannah community as well.
Once again, I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah. We're talking to the new head coach that will be rolling the sidelines at Grayson Stadium for the Savannah Bananas, Sean West. And, you know, Sean, you're coming in the inaugural season of a wooden bat league coming in, sponsored by Major League Baseball. But it's not like you don't have experience. I mean, doing research and a great press release by the Savannah Bananas. In the summer of 2013, you served as an assistant coach with the Coit Kettlers in the Cape Cod League. So you coached in the best wooden bat league, so you got some experience coming into the inaugural baseball season and showing people what the wooden bat league or the Coastal Plain League is all about. What are you going to do to make this special for us?
You know, yeah, I was very fortunate to coach, under legendary head coach Mike Roberts in the Cotuit organization, the Cotuit Kettleers, again, of Cape Cod League, and was fortunate enough to win the championship up there. So again, very fortunate to have learned under such a good manager, and again in a very prestigious summer league. So, you know, really with Jesse Cole and Emily Cole and the entire Fan First Entertainment group there, they're going to bring so much excitement to the game, with mid-inning promotions, all that fun stuff. But it's really going to be really similar to what I would assume, the previous Mets single-A affiliate, the Sand Nats, was there. You know, it's got to be more of a minor league type feeling at the games, again, with the mid-inning promotion, with all the fun stuff that they're planning on doing. But besides that, the talent that we're going to have out there is going to be special. Yeah, it's just on paper as of right now, and you never really know until you get all the guys here. But you know, we're gonna work our butts off. We're gonna get out there and have a little fun, but we're gonna again try to bring a championship to Savannah the inaugural season. So anytime you get a chance to really be the first person to do something, it is typically always a very, very special thing to do. And and I feel the same way about this opportunity with the Savannah Bananas. So again, feel very fortunate to lead the charge.
Well, Coach, we've got to wrap it up here. We're running against time, and I know you're a coach now. I'm an older coach, and you're a young coach, but that's why we play the games, because it's not played on the paper, and I'm looking forward to the Savannah Bananas inaugural season here in Savannah, Georgia. But you're coming down with your wife, and what do you expect out of Savannah, Georgia, outside the baseball?
You know, just the history of Savannah itself is amazing. The architecture, the food, the people, obviously the beach, and good weather, and just being down back home in Georgia is going to be a very, very special summer. So, my wife Kristen, she actually went to both Florida and Georgia Tech and played softball there. So for her to come back home and be a little bit closer to home herself and her family is good. So we're also expecting our little one. We got a little baby boy on the way in September. So she's going to be she'll be excited all summer to be back home.
So. Well, congratulations on that little gift you're going to get in September. I look forward to meeting you in person. A lot of fun talking to you. I know you're in the middle of baseball season out there in Texas. Keep up the great work, and thanks for coming on. And I know you're going to be saying this a lot. Go Bananas!
Thanks a bunch. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Sean, for finding time to come on and talk about Savannah baseball, the Savannah Bananas. Look forward to meeting you, like I said before. And it sounds like a really great guy with a lot of baseball experience, from the GM to the coach to a recruiting coordinator. I mean, I'm excited about it, and I think he is too when he gets here to Savannah, Georgia, to be the coach, the new head coach of the Savannah Bananas. Well, next up, we're going to go with the old coach, a coach that's been around for 27 years. I'm excited to talk about this guy, and you're interested and ready to fly high here on the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. Once again, up next, Carl Carter, the head coach of Savannah Christian Baseball. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400 and FM 104.3, WSEG, Sports Talk Savannah.